the book Hebrews, part 300. Hallelujah. 300 episodes, 300 parts of the study of the book Hebrews, and yet we are not done. Unto Yahweh all the glory through Yahushua and the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh. For every word that was spoken, for every revelation that was revealed, and for every miracle that Yahweh has done through this study. Hallelujah. The book Hebrews part 300. So my first time in the English studies that we are doing 300 sessions. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the Bible that was translated by Dr. Joseph Brion Rotterdam in 1860, the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. I have a couple of copies available. It's not available in any bookshops in the world. Hallelujah. You can contact me at my international code for South Africa at WhatsApp is +27 and the number 0722-367-124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very welcome. New people are always welcome. But you have missed out on 299 sessions of study. Go to part 1, start from the beginning, so that you can pick up all the information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the notification of the different studies that we are currently busy with. In English, as well as your TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family, everyone that matters. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. 300 episodes unto Yahweh all the glory. Wonderful, wonderful. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30. He says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. The Israelites didn't try to ram down the gates of Jericho. Because they all had big walls around them, the city. And there were big gates. According to the Bible, they march around the walls on the seventh day seven times. By faith, it was an act of faith. That's aggressive faith. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And according to faith in Yahushua, there can be walls of sickness around us. There can be walls of disappointment. There can be financial walls, difficulties in the business, problems in the household, family problems. There are different walls that enclose us. But the Bible says by faith, every wall will fall. If we come in, faith. And faith is not the things that we see. It's not the physical things that we touch. Faith is the things that we call that is not as if it is already. That's faith. And believing it is one thing to say it, but it's another thing to believe it with your whole soul's dimension. There is actually no wall that can enclose you or me. Why? Because Yahushua, when he arose from death, he broke the chains of bondage. The walls that we were supposed to be kept in, of Hades, that came into existence because of Adam and Eve not being faithful to what Yahweh told him not to do, being disobedient, it activates the bondage of Hades. But Yahushua came and he broke it down. That walls of bondage, that cells where we were supposed to be kept in. Today, after accepting Yahushua as our personal savior, as the man on the cross, Yahushua said to him on the right hand side, today, verily, verily, today I say unto you, you will be with me in paradise. Not in Hades, locked up, bound in chains. Paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And after that, then, of course, us who are bride, who have been immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of sin, putting on our wedding garment, Galatians 3, verse 26 to 29, through immersing in the name of Yahushua, we're not just going to be in paradise. We are going to the honeymoon suite where the bride and the bridegroom will unveil themselves to each other. This is what the Bible says. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, and you are not to let yourself be built in, closed down by circumstances, because Yahushua has prevailed over all of them. And he says, what I have done, you shall do, and greater things, speaking to the bride. Verse 31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not when she believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. That saved her. The spies who came to Jericho, she hid them. She brought them into the city of Jericho. And that's why the Bible says she did not die. Also, though she was a woman of the flesh, she was running a harlot. But because she believed what the Israelites told her while they were there, she received grace. You see, what must happen is that we must believe as a child. Sometimes I think we try to be too educated and too difficult instead of just accepting as a child. Accept the word in the way a child will do, without trying to make it dogmatic and theologic, believe it in faith. He says, what shall I say? What shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon. Gideon, who led Israel into the glory land, the land of Melchanani, and of Barak, also Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and the prophets. What does Apostle Paul say? He says, actually, I can write a book this thick, only about people who practice faith. By faith, through faith, they lived. Believing in the things that they could not see, as if it exists. And this will be the downfall for a lot of Christians and Protestants. Coming to the end of the road of their lives. Not making it. Why? Because of unfaithfulness. Where they said in the last days, it's just impossible to believe it. You know what? Through the gospel of salvation, Yahushua has made it so easily for us to understand. If only we would believe it by faith. Certain engineers will not just accept certain standards if it was not tested and trialed. And a lot of time, previous engineers living in other times, building other bridges, have achieving other standards. Because of what they've done, they make it easier for the new engineers to start from there and take it further. And this is what has happened. Sometimes it is so easy that people can't grasp it because they believe it's got to be difficult. It's got to be hard. It's like the people believing in the post-tribulation theology. They believe they must go through the great tribulation in order to work their own salvation. And then at Revelation 19 verse 7 to 11, when Yahushua is coming on the white horse, there they will be raptured that went through the great tribulation. You know, it's an unbiblical theology. Where Yahushua, when he says, Father, in thy hands I lay my spirit, it is done. It means he has done everything. From there, he went into Hades for 3 days and three nights, coming back, living with the disciples. Then he ascended into heaven with a promise, I'm coming back to parousia you at my coming so you can be where I am. In the house of my Father there are many mansions. Now people say, this people that wants to go through the great tribulation, post-tribulation theologians, they do not believe that Yahushua has complete the salvation for the unsaved. They believe through going through the great tribulation, try to make it every day and struggle to make it every day through the great tribulation, If they can make it there, they've done their salvation. No, they haven't. Because there's no Holy Spirit. There's no Ruach HaKodesh. At the coming of Yahushua, at the end of Revelation 3:22, the Ruach has been drawn away with the bride. Then you have the great tribulation. There's no Ruach HaKodesh. It's in heaven. And the doors close. Revelation 4 says he saw an open door. Why open? It's where the bride and the bridegroom and the Ruach went in, and then it closed. Like the door of the ark of Noah. So people wants to try and work their own salvation by going through the great tribulation. They don't need to go through the great tribulation to try and make their salvation work. Where Yahushua have already paid the full price. It's paid. On its written tetelestai. Fully paid. Set free. All they need to do is accept it in grace. Do you accept grace as grace? Or do you also want to add something in? The Bible says only through faith that we can accept and live in grace. Now time has caught up with us. There's a whole weekend in front of us. Let's use this scripture and the revelation word that you received this week. Study it all over again. Go look at these videos again. Make your own notes. And apply this word in your personal life. And see how you will grow. Until Monday, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.